The Holy Quran mentions Saint Mary, Jesus, Moses, and other prophets as God's friends, and the Quran and Muslims hold them in high esteem. Islam advises Muslims to coexist with peace-loving followers of other divine religions. For instance, in Lebanon, with 54% Muslim majority, 40% Christians, and a Jewish minority, as well as a host of other religious denominations, Muslims have for long lived peacefully with all religious groups. Another interesting case is Iran, where with a vast majority of 80 million Muslims, it's home to 370,000 Christians, and there are 600 churches where Christians freely practice their religion. And there are also 65 synagogues in Iran, where 10,000 Jews freely practice their religious rituals. In Palestine and many other Muslim countries, members of different religious denominations, including Jews, Muslims, and Christians, live together in peace. The reason is that the Holy Quran specifies that an Islamic government must provide security and comfort for the religious minorities who seek to live in peace with other citizens. If any of the non-Muslims seek asylum from you, grant him asylum until he hears the word of God. Then convey him to his place of safety. That is because they are people who do not know about Islam. So if they keep out of your way and do not fight you and offer you peace, then God does not allow you any course of action against them. Why then, you may ask, does ISIS kill non-Muslims? To find out the answer to this and other questions about minorities in the world of Islam and minorities in the West, take a look at this dossier.